We were zeichet to begin Perek Dalet in the Eretz HaTorah last day of Shabbos, and the entire Perek is miyusad, is based upon a Kabbalah that we have from Chazal and the Vishayim and the Balei Kabbalah, that Kol HaTorah Kula, that the entire Torah is the Shem Hashem, is God's name. In the same way that one cannot separate Chalila to make a separation in God's name, Chas Hashalom, so too, Torah, Neviim, Ksuvim, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh, Achdus HaTorah. Every single word of Torah is Kol HaTorah Kula. Therefore, at the end last week, we were talking about the fact that v'achayis leitan timna, about how Chazal and the Rambam and all the Kadmonim tell us that every single word contains in it kol HaTorah kula, Teres Hashem tmima mishivas nafesh, and therefore the same kedusha that we have in Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad is in the Timna Ha'isapilagish. We were talking at the end last week about Davke Timna, Teres Hashem Tmima, and so on. But the Nekuda HaPnimis of the Perek is Achdus HaTorah. Every single part of Torah is called Torah Kul. And a person has to learn that in that way. But in order for us to understand on a deeper level what that means, according to Al Madrega, obviously this is a very, very big thing in Sisra Torah and Pnimius Torah, and that's not where we're holding. But in Al Madrega, to understand what does it mean that the whole Torah is the Shem Hashem. So, before we move on to Ois Beis, let's take a look at a few of the Maor Mekaymis a little bit on the page that you have. In this, there's an edition of Eretz HaTorah that was published by Rav Aviner, where really all that is added in this edition are tiny little things. But the ikar is that all of the footnotes that are quoted that you have on the bottom of each page that we have in our edition, he just brings down the whole lashon. So when we look at the footnotes, we just see in our edition, we just see Maor Mekaymis, we just see sources. We don't have the full text of the source. And Rav Aviner brings down the full Maor Mekaymis. So the page that you have in front of you is from Rav Aviner's edition of Eretz HaTorah. And all of the notes in front of you that you have on this page are footnote 34 in our text. Footnote 34 is going, as you see, in Eis Aleph, on that last sentence, Shekol HaTorah Kula, Yirak Shem Echad Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem Echad. The Kol HaTorah, it's indivisible, it's undividable, it can't be broken. It can't be, you can't take one part of it and say that it's Kodesh, another part of it is not as holy. And in each part of the Torah, every word of the Torah and every crown of the Torah is Hashem. Because in Pnimius, the entire Torah is the name of Hashem. So it's important that we see where this comes from. This Chiddush of the whole Torah being Shem Hashem. So we'll try to do quickly, even though these are all quotations from the Zohar Kaddish. The Zohar Kaddish talks about this in many, many places. Many places. We're going to see in each of these, it's underlined on your, right? The place where it says Targum, it's always underlined, mm-hmm. Right? Right, because the actual Lashon of the Zohar, of course, is in Aramis, it's in Aramaic, And we're going to just go straight to not to have to read that and then translate. We'll go straight to, he brings down the Targum of the Sulam into Lashon HaKodesh. So let's look at the first one. Each place where it's underlined, that's what we're going to do. So the first place, Targum HaSulam. Tanim Rulaza, Ve'elu HaSeres HaDivreis, Nechkeku Kol Mitzvus HaTorah. First, Rav Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, taught that in the Aseres HaDibros, it's Erev Shavuos, then the Aseres HaDibros, in the Ten Commandments, Nechkeku Kol Mitzvos HaTorah. All of the mitzvos of the Torah are engraved in the Aseres HaDibros. Even though we see only ten, and in between the ten, there are empty spaces, but the truth is, all of the mitzvahs of the Torah are engraved in the Aseres HaDibros. Hagzeres v'ha'oinshem, tahara v'tuma, all of the gzeres, all of the punishments, all of the tahara, pure tuma, everything. Anafim, all of the branches, v'sharashim, all of the roots, ilonais, all of the trees, natias, plants, shamayim v'aretz, heaven and earth, Yamim Utahimas, the oceans and the depths, everything is engraved in the Aseres HaDibros that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down to us from Hashem Yisbarach. Everything is there. Ka Torah hi Shmai Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ha'araisa Shema Dekut Shebichu Havi. The Torah is the name of God. Ma Shmoy Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Nechkak Ba'Aseres HaDibros, just as the name of God is engraved in the Aseres HaDibros, Afatayr Nechkekes Ba'Aseres HaDibros. So the entire Torah is engraved in the Aseres HaDibros. Eilu Aseres HaDibros Heim Shmai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these Aseres HaDibros are the name of Hashem. Va'atayra Kula Hu Shem Echad. And the entire Torah is from the beginning, from Bereishis until Yisrael, it's one name of God. It's Shem Echad, it's Hashem's name. Shem HaKadosh Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamash. It's the Shem HaKadosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamash. Because our Torah that we see with our eyes in front of us is divided into words and sentences and so on. But if a person would, as the Ramban really is talking about in his introduction to Chumash, if a person would just have the entire Torah without being divided into any words, just letters, from Beis of Bereishis until the Lamed of Lenin Kodesh. So just one long sentence that you have to stretch out over a good couple of blocks, right? From Beis of Bereishis, just straight the letters, till the last letter, Eni Kol Yisrael, till Lamed. All of that is Shemus of Hashem, is the name of God. So the Ramban writes about in Hagdama. And it was a Kabbalah that Kadmonim had. Our Torah is divided into words that have meaning to us according to the Torah that was revealed and given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. The Satmar Rav Schusikana talks about this in Divrei Yoel in a few places, and other tzaddikim talk about this, that we know that the Torah is before creation. Right? The Torah is before creation. Torah kadma la'olam. That means that it's already written in the Torah that Adam Arishan and Chava are going to eat from the tree. It's already written in the Torah that Lot's wife was going to take a look, and that there was going to be an Egel Hazav. So Samrav talks about that in Parshas Re'eh, I think, in the very old Parshas Re'eh, I'm pretty sure. He speaks about Reina Sakal Fanach Sachaim Satoivis and Abbas Sarov, Bachata Bachayim. And And he explains with this Yisayin that really the question is, so what choice did we have? If the Torah already has in it, if the Torah is written, if there's a Torah that was before creation, and the Torah already says in it, the Torah already says in it that we're gonna take an egel azav, we're gonna make an egel azav. The Torah already says in it that there's gonna be an Adam Chava Maisa with a tree. So it sounds like we're doomed. Well, somebody asked me, I mean, we were talking about it years ago when they started working with the codes. Really, you know, the Nitro started with that, but then later on with the computers it got much more advanced when they were doing all the things with the. So it said over there, you know, the guy came to the yeshiva where I was teaching, and he made a whole presentation. He was showing over there in the Torah that has over there Hitler, Yimach Shemo, and Hitler's birthday, and it has all these different things about that. And it says about Germany and the war and all these different things. It's all there in the parish, in the Teichacha, it's all there. So right away the kids start to ask the fellow that was teaching, who gave the presentation for the codes. So the first question the kids have, that means that there had to be a Hitler Yimach Shemo. What does that mean, if it's in the Torah? So the Samarav talks about that, not about Hitler, not about the codes, but the Samarav talks about the Imin of Bechira. You know, we say in davening, "Asei imanu" or "Asei imi ois l'toiva." Means, Rabbi Shem, show me a good sign. But an ois means, the simple meaning of ois is what? What's an ois? A letter. "Asei imi ois l'toiva" means, Rabbi Shem, help my oisi should be good oisi. So what does that mean? It means that the Torah, as I said before, and we're learning, the Torah is really from the base all the way to the end of Lamed. Imagine there's one long line, a couple blocks long. Just letters. There was a Kabbalah that the Kadmonim had, that how to divide all of those letters into the Shemus of Hashem, into Hashem's name, which we don't understand how to do that. We don't know how to do that. The Satmarov, when he explains the inyan of the letters, and Bechir Chavshis, he says that how the letters are divided into words, that's a matter of our choice. That's a matter of our free choice. Asei imi, or asei imanu ois l'tayva, means a special. I should be zeiche that during the course of my lifetime, that I should divide the letters of my life, of the Torah, because every one of us has the oasis in the Torah, that it should come out in a good way. That at the end of my life, it should say good stuff about me. Because you think only the famous people, tzaddikim rishayim, their names are in the Torah. All of us are in the Torah. Our whole lives are in the Torah. From the moment that we're born to the moment that we die, everything is in the Torah. Everything. But you don't see, how come when you look in the parasha, it doesn't say that. You look in the words, it doesn't say anything about it. You're looking for your name. How come it doesn't say the Moshe Kapaya and my address and where I went to school? It's all Isis, and it's all the name of Hashem. It's all Shemus of Hashem. From the beginning till end, it's all Shemus of Hashem. We just see the letters as they're divided into the words that we have in the Chumash. So it didn't have to come out to say that we would send with a golden calf. But the Oisis of the Torah were there before. It was all written in one series of letters in the Shemus of Hashem. Then we chose how to divide those letters. So we decided, there were people that decided they're going to make an egel azav. So they made the words into that. Those tzirufim came out. The tzirufim of the Oisis came out to be a story of the egel azav. If we wouldn't have done the egel azav, it would have said over there that on that day we davened the gevaldige mincha azav. Would have come out to say it was a beautiful, most beautiful mincha, and we had a kumzitz in the desert, and it was terrific. Instead, it came out like such a horrible tziruf of bad stuff. The egels are. It's the same thing with the letters of our with our letters. It's a matter of uvacharta b'chayim. Hashem says, I give before you all the isias of the Torah from Beis and Talamid. How do you want to divide the letters? That's up to you. The letters are there. It all is because the Torah is the Isis, it's all the Shem Hashem. And look at the next one. The Tanin Arayis of Hulu Shalamadno, Hatarakul, Hashem, Shalakadish Baruch. I just want that we should be familiar with where these, where this comes from. We shouldn't just see a few words in Rav Kook and not know that this is so deeply rooted in Chazal. It's all Chazal. HaTorah Kuli HaShem Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umisa Oisek Ba, Kilo Oisek B'Shem HaKadosh. Even when you're learning what appears to be the most mundane thing, Timna, right? You're learning the pasuk about va'achais leitan timna. The timna haise pilagish. You say, all right, it's about a pilagish, it's about some concubine, it's not such a nice thing. You should know that when you're oisek in every single word of the Torah, and we're going to see, starshval peh as well, when you're oisek in every word that you're oisek in, is ki'ilu oisek b'shem HaKadosh. You should be filled with the same fear and the same awe and the same ahava. But if you'd be a cipher and you're dipping your pen into the ink, your thing into the feather into the ink, and you're about to write the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, that's when you're learning Torah. It's mamish the Shem Hashem. Mishum shatayra kula Shem Echad Kadoshu. Shem Elyon. Shem HaKoylal Shar HaShemes. It's the name of Hashem that has hidden in it and contains within it all of the other names of Hashem. Omisha Garea Ois Achas Mimena. And therefore, anybody who is chalila, taken away, or is missing a letter, ki'ilu osa pegam b'shem HaKadosh. If the Torah, any letter of the Torah is missing, not just in the name of Hashem, if any letter of the Torah is missing, it's ki'ilu osa pegam b'shem HaKadosh. It's ki'ilu chas v'sholem, that you made a pegam, a distortion, a pegam, in the name of Hashem. This, by the way, is very much connected to the Tikkun Leil Shavuos, which I'm not going to go into, I don't have time to go into. But the traditional Tikkun Leil Shavuos, and here tradition means for a long time. The Tikkun Leil Shavuos that we have, that for all the years Yidden was saying, and still in many, many places, all the Chassidim, all the Sfaradim, tried to say the Tikkun. That in all the years it wasn't a night of special shiurim and coffee and watermelon and stuff. It was Tikkun Leil Shavuos. And anybody who most of the people who grew up in America that didn't come from the background of Sfaradim or Chassidim, they never saw the Tikkun Leil Shavuos. They don't even know what it is. But the inyan of the Tikkun Leil Shavuos is to join together. Is to join together all the parashas of the Torah and to join together to make a yichud between Torah Shebichsav, Torah Neviim Ksuvim, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. It's to make that yichud of the Shem Hashem on the night of Kabbalah of Torah, that it should be Kola Torah Kula. Obviously, there isn't enough time for Kola Torah Kula, so the Kadmonim had a Kabbalah of how to take parts of the entire Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, and through those parts to somehow, in a way that they knew, to weave together the pearls of all of the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh to create one amazing necklace of Shem Hashem. And that's the Kishut Ekala of the night of Shavuos, which is the highest night of the year, and Shavuos. And a person, therefore, who understands that would not to be mevatel any time Shavuos night. And like the Poskim say, that if you're not going to be Isaac in learning, then you should go to sleep. If a person would know that, I'm just saying this Agav, because it's Erev Yom Tov, would know the pagam of sitting around and schmoozing on Shavuos night, especially from the time of Chatzos and on, then it would be better to get shluchim just to go to sleep and to be well rested and to daven and all davening and not to sit around on Shavuos night. I'm not even talking about that. I remember growing up that it was a very big night of socializing Shavuos night, because then it became something that the girls, of course, they felt started to get to that. It started to come really seep in from the Goy Shavel, that it was an insult to the girls that they also don't have a Tikkun Leil Shavuos. Anybody who understands what the Tikkun Leil Shavuos is knows that it's not shaykh at all to the side of women, bechlal not. But all of these things, there's nothing to talk about now without, you know, getting lynched or anything. So there's no tachlis in going into the protim of it because it's interpreted the wrong way. But the whole inyan of shavuos, of leil shavuos, is to reconstruct the Shem Hashem. It's to build, to put back, to reveal the Shem Hashem by joining together, exactly what Rav Kook says, Torah, Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh. Torah, Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh. To make that Yichud on Shavuos night. That's what Akdamas are all about. The whole Shavuos is that Nakuda of Achdus of Torah. But Ein Kan Makam L'Har, it's a very, very big Indian. It's not the time. It's the beginning of the time for the year. This is the best time. But it's a very big sugya. And a lot of it is with Sisra Torah, and it's not with Fi'al Madraga. But a person should know that Misha Gerea Ois Achas Amena Ki'ilo Osa Pagam B'Shem HaKadosh. Ki'ilo Osa Pagam B'Shem HaKadosh. And that's why there were tzaddikim, Rabbi Nachman Breslov Schussel, and other tzaddikim that they wanted very much, that a person should somehow, during his life, he should somehow go through Kol HaTorah Kula. Even if it's not Be'iyin. Because that's a very formidable undertaking. And our generation is very, very weak and so on. But at least to have gone through the entire Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh, the words, at least to have said the words of all of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh, then it should be that when a person leaves the world at 120, that he was miyachet, that's the shame of Hashem, that he said that the entire Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh came out of his mouth. But he uttered those words, and he was able to make a yichud of the Shem Hashem in the course of his lifetime. It's a very, very, very big inyan. It's a very big inyan. Even if he doesn't understand everything, but to say the words itself is a very big inyan. Of course, that's not instead of Talmud Torah, you understand. It's not instead of learning and understanding the learning and so on. The next one. When Hashem wanted to create the world, He looked into the Torah and He created the world. Everybody's familiar with that. See, here the Zohar identifies that Hashem looked into the Shem HaKadosh, the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. Again, there's Tzirufim of the Shem Havaya. I'm not going into the Indian of the Shem is 72 letters, 42, without going into that Indian. But Hashem looked into the Shem HaKadosh Havaya Shu Klal HaTayr, which is the entire Torah. The Shem Havaya is the Klal HaTayr. It's the entirety of Torah. V'kiyem Ha'olam. And in doing that, Hashem sustains the world. He held up the world in that way. The next one, Rabbi Abba Pasach, Kol Zayis Basav Leshachnucha Leshikana Rabbisacha. Says in Pasach, all of these things have come upon us. Kol Zayis Basnu Leshachnucha, and yet Hashem, all despite all that's come upon us, we haven't forgotten you. We haven't forgotten you. We haven't lied, meaning we haven't been deceitful, we haven't gone against your bris. So the Zohar Kodesh says, Kol Zayis Ba'asnu. So the Zohar Shoyal. So Rabbi Abba asked, Kol Eilu, why doesn't it say, Kol Eilu Bo'u Aleinu? It should say, all of these things came upon us. Hayitzarech Leimer. V'loi Ba'asnu. Shilosh Nekeva, or Basanu. I think it's Basanu. All of this has come upon us. Why doesn't it say Kol Eilu Bo'u Eleinu? Why does it say Basanu Shilosh Nekeva, which is in the Lashon Nekeva? Why Lashon Nekeva? Umeshiv, Rabbi Abba answers. Ela Kol Dinim Shalamala Aklulim Bezois. Kol Zois. Instead of Kol Eilu, it says Kol Zois, which is the Nekeva. The feminine. And that side of the feminine is din. So it says, Ela kol dinim shalamala, all of the dinim from above. Haklulim bezois, that are included in zois. Remember, zois always means malchus. Dina de malchusa, dina malchus is din. The side of the female side, the feminine side is din. All of these dinim haklulim bezois. Bo aleinu dahein l'shoimer. Kol zois. So it says in the pasuk, kol zois. Why? Ki zois hi amalchus. Zeis is the meter that's called Malchus, that's the week we're in now. Malchus is Din. Dina de Malchus ad Dina. Malchus is this world, with all of the Dinim of this world that have come upon us. Shechelel is called Dinim Shalomala. That includes all of the Dinim from above. Well, Kain Oyma, therefore it says Ba'asnu, Loshna Keva. Again, using the Loshna Keva. It doesn't say Kol Elu Bo Aleinu in the Zohar, in the male. Because it's talking about Dinim. And kol zois ba'asnu, loshen nekeva, because this world is malchus. Malchus is dina de malchus ad dina. This is a world where we don't understand. Where we're in pain. Where Hashem is hidden. All the dinim have come upon us. V'loy shechachnucha. So the pasuk goes on and says, even though all of this has fallen, has come upon us, all of the dinim, kol zeis means all of the dinim have come upon us. All that the Jewish people have suffered in this world, all of the dinim that come from the side of Gvura, which is the side of the Nekeva, all of the dinim that we've suffered. And despite that, the Zohar says, Rabbi Abba explains, V'loy shechachnucha, we haven't forgotten you. Hainu, we haven't forgotten your Torah. So what Rabbi Abba is pointing out here, what Rabbi Abba is telling us, obviously this is very, 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 very deep in Yonim here, what Rabbi Abba is saying is that not to forget Hashem equals not to forget the Torah. Not forgetting the Torah means not forgetting Hashem. Mikan lamadnu. So Rabbi Abba says, from here we learn. Kol misha shecherech divrei Torah, anybody who forgets Torah, anybody who neglects learning Torah and forgets about it, then he writes a la'asik bar and does not want to be Isaac in Torah, who ki'ilo shachach es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the equivalent, it equals forgetting Hashem. You can't say, I want to be a Jew without Torah. There's no such thing. The Torah is the Shem Hashem. If you forget, if you neglect learning Torah, it's ki'ilu shachach es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Ki ha-Torah kula, ha-araisa kula, Shem and the kutcher b'ichu havi. Ki ha-Torah kula, hishmai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is the name of God. Therefore, anybody who separates himself from Torah is separating himself from the name of God. There can be no connection to God without Limudat Torah. There have been many Jews who have tried that. There are many Jews who have tried and have experimented to see whether they could still be Jewish and their children can be Jewish without learning Torah. It's not possible. It can't be. Can be. Ki'atara kula yishmai kolosh baruch hu. That's what it means. V'loy shechachnucha. With all of the dinim of this world, with all of the suffering of this world, there's only one way that we've stayed connected to Hashem, and that's through our connection to the Torah. Because our connection to the Torah is our dveikus to the Shem Hashem. It's not a question of which part of Torah you're learning. Anywhere in Torah. A Jew is Isaac B'Torah. Whether he's learning Kodshim, he's learning Torah. He's learning Nezikim, he's learning Noshim, he's learning Mar. He's learning Nista, he's learning Nigla. He's learning Musa, he's learning Chassidus, he's learning Tanakh, he's learning Chumash, Rashi. It's the Shem Hashem. And the only way The only way that a person can remember Hashem is by Limanat Torah. There's no other way. Next. Vayhi b'yom ha-shmini, Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach, B'ran yachad koich v'baiker, the morning stars all sing together, v'yiriyu kol b'nei elokim, and all the b'nei elokim, shout out to all of the malachim and the b'nei elokim, Hashreim Yisrael. In other words, the whole universe is singing. What's the whole universe singing? All the stars and all the angels, what are they singing? Hashreim Yisrael. Ashreim Yisrael, how fortunate they are. Ashreim Yisrael. Shekadosh Baruch Hu nosel hem ha-Torah HaKadosha. You know the Malachim are jealous, whatever that means. We're not going into that now. The Malachim are jealous. Ma enes kisiv kirenu, v'enom kisiv kidanu. They had a taina. What are you giving them, the Torah? Ashreim Yisrael, Shekadosh Baruch Hu nosel hem ha-Torah HaKadosha. She's Simchas HaKol, because the Torah is the joy of all existence. Simchas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the joy of Hashem. Umokam Tiul Shalai. It's an interesting thing. What does it mean, Umokam Tiul Shalai? How would you translate that? Umokam Tiul Shalai. Such a lashon. What does it mean, V'taylusa Dilei? That when the Baruch Shalom takes a spatzir, when he takes a walk, he goes for a little Tiul. He doesn't go to the park. The tiul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Torah HaKadosh. That's his tiul. Shekosu ve'yesh shashum yom yom. Shashum means a delight, a play, like something you play with, something like a toy, something you delight in. V'chol ha'Torah hi shem echad kadosh l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the entire Torah is one holy name of Hashem. And that's how the world was created. Which the Medrash says that the Torah is like Hashem's craft or the skill through which Hashem created the world, like an omen. He makes designs something. The Torah is the design of the world. That's Hashem's Baruch made the world. Shasi kli umnus shalai labiyasam. That's the tool. The art, like an artist's tool. That's the tool that Hashem used. Labiyasam to create the world. I had a chesed we should see these words before shuas. Thought it would be a good thing. And then finally, then all the way on the bottom, it's underlined over there, Targum HaSulam. B'toch hazi, come and see. Mila Kadmor, Uborei, Dover Rishon Shebetorah. The first thing in Torah, Shenaisen L'Tinaikis, the first thing that, with the children that you learn with the little children, with the babies, Hu Aleph Beis. It's a very momentous thing. The first thing is to show them the Aleph Beis. So we look at that as being a kleinikait. Aleph Beis is a very simple thing. All of us might have had some difficulties after that in learning. But that part went okay for the most part. That was good. That's, you know, that I told you before, that when the Kotzke came back, there was a whole fight. When he came back to Tomashov, where he was born. So he was reading out the Kotzke was the biggest tzad, the famous Kotzke was coming back to his hometown. After many years, he was coming back to Tomashov. So there was a whole tumult before he was coming. Where's the Rebbe going to stay? Where's he going to sleep? And you can understand that the richest guy wanted this one, the Rav, and everybody wanted that. The Mendel Kotzke was like, you know, the hometown boy, made it big, you know? Lahavdil. So he's coming back to Tomashov. So everybody was. So there was over there. I don't know the name. There was a huge Talmid Chacham that was the person who was teaching, who was learning with the Kotzke Shas when he was a young man. He was learning with him. So it was a davar pashut that his Talmud, that became much, much bigger than him, that his Talmud is going to stay by him. But when he came there, and everybody was all crowded around, and everybody was coming to the stay, so the Koska said he wants to stay by his Rebbe from Cheder, by the Olive Beis Rebbe, by his first Rebbe. He said he wants to stay with him. So the other Rebbe that taught him Shas was very, it was hurt by that. So the Kotzke, it says in the song, the Kotzke apologized, and he said to his Shas Rebbe, he said, Rebbe, that misses that what you taught me is the biggest thing in the world. But I'm not sure that I got it 100%. But my Rebbe from Cheder, the Olive Beis, Baruch Hashem, that was clear to me. Since then, I can't say 100%. But that Olive Beis, that I have good. The Olive Beis. And that's why it's so important that it be sweet. And the Inyan, by the upsharon, it should be with the Masikas, the Olive Beis. That's the first thing we teach the children. It's the Isis. Great. Dov Rishon Shabbatayra, Shanaisno Matinaikis. Who Olive Beis. Zehut, and so we think it's a Kleinigkeit. But Olive Beis. So the Zohar says, Zehu Dover She'ein B'nei Ha'olim Yecholim Lahasig B'binasa. The whole world cannot comprehend this. The whole world, the most brilliant people in the world can't be masig this. B'binasam, or Lahalos Arit Sainam, but Kol She'ein, and they're rotzen to feel what this is. But Kol She'ein L'dabe B'fiyam, and to even to say the Isis of the Olive Beis, the way that a Jew says the Isis of the Olive Beis. Va'afilu, not only in this world, va'afilu malachim elyoinim, even the highest angels, ve'elyoinei ha'elyoinim, and the angels are the highest and the highest angels. Einim yichayim lahasig. They can't be masig when a baby is masig, when a little baby in this physical world, a Jewish little boy, a little girl says, Aleph Beis. The highest malachim can't be masik then. To be able that a piece of bosser v'dam, are you going to say the malachim? What do you mean the malachim? They're all the sidest, the biggest secrets they know. Mishum Shem, Nistarais Shal Hashem HaKadosh. Because in these letters are hidden and contain all of the deepest secrets of the name of Hashem, and the Isis Aleph Beis, and the letters of the Torah. There's a story that I like to always say Shavuos time, and we'll end with this, that I told you in the past. I'm going to say it very much b'kitzur, even though it's a long story, but the kitzur of it is very, very simple. I'm sure that many of you remember it. That it was a maaseh. The Rebbe of Zusha and the Rebbe of Melech were going to Mizrach HaMagid to be with the Rebbe for Shavuos. And it was Erev Yontif, and it was getting very late. And there was a big island that people were walking to Mizrach. And the Rebbe of Zusha all of a sudden told his brother, the Rebbe of Melech, that we have to leave the road, wherever we have to go into the woods. There's a forest. We have to go into the woods. So they went into the woods, deep into the woods, and the Rebbe Zusha is standing there by a tree, and he's crying and whatever, the whole thing. And then he turns around and he has mamish, a fire in his eyes, and the Rebbe Zusha says that the Baruch Shalom gave him a half hour. That any brach that he gives to a Jew, besides them, any brach that he gives to a Jew, you know the story, right? Is going to be mekuyim. Any brach he gives is going to be kept. So the Rebbe says, so what are you doing over here with the tree? Let's go. So they run back, but they were there for a while. They run back to the road. That itself took quite a bit, and they go up there, and they're going and they're looking there. The everybody had already gone ahead, and they're trying to run to find Jews. There are no Jews. There's nobody there, and and they come and they're running around looking. There's no, they keep on going. It's 27 minutes, 28 minutes already, and finally it's for Falun. It was a half hour, they couldn't find the Jew. Everybody was gone. So then they were very, very upset. They went into a, they went walking a little bit more, there was an inn, a kretschmer, an inn. It was owned by a Jewish man, a Jewish woman. And they came there, and these people were so excited. They had the brothers, the tzaddikim here, Narmel and Rabbi Bezushin. And they were machai themselves with something to drink or something to continue on the journey to Mezrich. It was getting late. And they're about to leave. And they see that the wife, the woman there, she's very, very sad and she's crying. And so what is it? So she said, you know, everybody is going to Mezrich, but we can't go to Mezrich. We have to stay here. So the Rebbe said, why? Come, we'll go together. You come with us to Mezrich. She said, they can't go because if they leave the place abandoned, the goyim know that everything is left, and they happened before that they ransack the place, they steal everything, destroy. They can't go. They have to stay there. So the Rebbe said, so what are you going to do? You going to be here by yourselves, Yontif? So the Narmel Mach started to get nervous already. It's very, very late. And they said, so the Rebbe Zushi said, so what, you have children? Where you? So they said, no, we were never zoicha to have children. We were married many years, we never had children. So the Rebbe Zushi said to his brother, you go to Mezrich, ich bleib du. I'm staying with the husband and wife here. We'll make a yontif. I'm staying here. And the Rebbe Mach said, how could... We came all this way to go to the rabbi, to go to the Mzitcha Magid. We'll come back afterwards. We have to be shuas by shuas by the Mzitcha Magid. If the Mzitcha said, I'm not going anywhere. You go ahead and please give my best to the rabbi. I'm staying here. So comes there, he stays, they're so happy. Can a Mitzia, they have the Rebbe Mzitcha to themselves like this? Holy Yontif. So comes Leil Yontif, it's time to daven Maariv. And the Rebbe Zushi takes out his siddur. You know, we can't even imagine. He starts to run around over there, and he says, it's time to daven. But they said they don't. They tell him that we don't really know how to daven here by us. We don't really know how to even say to read the Aleph Beis. They just knew some davening by heart, but they don't know how to read the siddur. Ad kedei kach, they were pushed. So the Rebbe Zushi said, that's okay. Zushi is going to teach you Aleph Beis. So Zushi said, opens up the siddur. And all the old siddurim has an aleph base in the beginning. And the Rebbe says, the husband and wife, let's go. Aleph. And he's chazm, aleph base. Aleph base, bo, aleph gimud. It's known the aleph base. At that time, and this at that time in Mezrich, what's going on in Mezrich, it was already starting, it was already, I don't know if all the time was, and the Mezrich Magid all of a sudden stopped what he was saying and learning, and he started to teach the Isis of the aleph base. The secrets, the deeper secrets of each letter of the Aleph Beis. And that was going on for a while. And the Mizrach Magid didn't know why he came to this. It came down from Shemayim. He starts teaching the letters. And then it was okay. They had the husband and wife, and they ate, and they come, it's time for learning. They say, we don't know how to learn anything. And the Rebbe Zushi says, we're going to learn. And he starts to teach them. Bereshis Barulakim, all of a sudden measures, the Mizrach Magid stops in the middle, and he starts to say, on the Bereshis Barulakim, the deepest sages. It's going like that the whole night. And after Yontif is finished, so the Mizrach Magid says to the Narmel Mach, I know what your brother is doing, and go and tell him, I know what he, in other words, he's pulling me around like this. And go and tell him that he has to come here. I want him to come. In the meantime, the Rebbe Zushi is with these people, and he's saying, say goodbye to them. And he felt very, very bad that they don't have any children. And the Narmel HaMelech comes. He comes in. And the Narmel HaMelech says to the Rebbe Zushi that the Mizrach Magid said he knows what you are doing, the whole Yontif, and that he wants you to come immediately, that we should go back to him. He wants to talk to you. So the Rebbe Zushi said, I'm not going. You go and tell the rabbi that unless he gives a bracha and promises that the innkeeper and his wife are going to have a child, I'm not going to him again. They have to have he has to give them a bracha to have a child. And Amar said, I can't say that. He said that you have to come. He said, tell the Rebbe. And then, all of a sudden, the Rebbe Blushi's head fell back, and his eyes opened up afterwards, and he felt that he had, for a moment, that koyach that he had, Erev Yontiv, that any bracha that he gives would be mekuyam. And he turned to the housekeeper and his wife, to the innkeeper and his wife, and he said, you should be zeicha next year. By Shavuos, you'll already have a child next year. So the story is a very, very, very deep story. The simple thing that we could take out from what we're learning, what we just learned, is that we should know that when you and I are learning in Aleph Beis here in this world, so sometimes we feel bad. What's the level of our learning? We're like in Cheder. We try to learn a little bit this Pasuk, a little bit this Gemara, a little bit this Mishnah. It's like in Cheder. So we feel bad. What's our Aleph Beis? But you see what he says in the Zohar Kodesh, that all of the malachim and the highest malachim can't be masik when a Jew says an Aleph Beis. That's the Rebbe Abzlushi's Aleph Beis with the innkeeper and his wife. That's our Aleph Beis. We don't understand it. When I was talking to a Jew this week, I went to visit a Yid, that he's losing his memory. He doesn't remember. And he's a person that is a brilliant person. He doesn't remember. And this is what's bothering him. It's bothering him. He says that he doesn't remember anything. He's trying to learn. He doesn't remember anything. He learns, and after he learns, it's gone. And I told him, you know what? You forgot the most important thing. That Chazal taught us that every single word of Torah that a Jew ever learned in his lifetime, even if he forgot it, that in Olam Haba, Hashem's going to learn that Torah together with him. That's his Torah. Hashem's going to remind him all that that's his Torah. And we have to have that chizuk before Yontif. Every single letter, Aleph, Beis, every word of Torah, that when we learn in Shemaim, they're making big shiurim from our Torah. You understand? Our Aleph here, an Aleph in Shemaim, is mamish, the tagin of the keser, the crown of Hashem's bar. Every single thing that we learn, every drop of Torah is the Shem Hashem. And our desire that even though Basno, that all the Kleisel has gone through, we haven't forgotten the Shem Hashem. And as long as we learn Torah, we're connected to the Shem Hashem. So each and every one of us should have a lichtige Shabbos, nefelech and yontif, v'shiv zoichti mekabel, the Torah, with simcha, nehava, the way that Hashem has both gave it to us, and we should be able to go with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and the Dovid HaMelech, the mekabel, v'shiv zoichti mekabel.